Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1352, recorded Saturday, February 11th, 2012. The weekly Daily Gizwiz used to be brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to netflix.com/twit. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not attempt to adjust your sets. This show is not going to get any better. How could I have forgotten the very incredible high-quality sign that we made for the Gizwiz? Hello, Diggy D! Yes.
Leo, how are you?
I just need a little scotch tape. Hold on a second.
Oh, I thought you needed a little scotch.
Scotch,
which
too.
Which hurt.
No, it yeah. hurt.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there wow. Yeah.
Much
you know,
better.
When you spend that kind of money, it should be.
That's what are you talking about? That's how they do it on Live with Kelly. Right there, they tape it right on there, just like that.
Yeah, No, people think it's electronic.
No, it looks electronic, but that's the beauty of it.
It's stagehands underneath.
Right. Holding.
Holding
it that
those,
way.
Pushing those little things up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually,
I told you back in the Barry Enright days when they were trying out a game show. They thought if it doesn't sell, we don't want to spend a lot of money. Dick, can you stay under the MC's podium and push questions up through a hole while we play sound effects?
What was the sound effect? Boing.
Yeah, no, they would do like whoop, 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 bing. And they would sit there and go bong.
If you get it wrong, though, it looks really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it would look good on my resume.
Yes, card pusher. Yes. So I understand that you, for the first time since Halloween, you got a little snow in Manhattan.
We did, but little. It came down fierce.
Yeah.
It was 41 degrees.
Wow.
It basically just kind of made the street a little bit damp.
Yeah, how can it snow at 41 degrees? I don't understand.
Well, it has to come down really fast.
Before it melts.
Before it melts.
It has to fly to the ground. Wow.
But that's okay because Toy Fair opens tomorrow, and so it's good that they didn't get a big snowstorm.
Right. Right. Well, we've got some gadgets for you. We've gathered together. And,
yes, we have.
Yeah. My gadgets came all in one big backpack from DrBot.com. DrBot is a... normally, you think of them as a Macintosh retailer that were at Macworld Expo, and they sent me a backpack saying, "We noticed you didn't come by the booth, so we thought we'd send you everything we were showing." So,
oh, lucky you.
Well, wait till you see, and then you can decide.
Oh, okay. Maybe semi-lucky you.
Yeah. But let's start with your first gadget of the day, Dick.
Okay, the first gadget of the day, it was a little more than 2 years ago that I talked about the iMoshi clock. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, the iMoshi, the clock that you talk to and you could set it and do things.
Right.
So I command,
it's talking to you.
But Leo, this is what is so funny. So I get that.
I don't understand you, it's saying.
No. What is so funny about this is that it hasn't said a word for the past 2 days. It's been sitting on my desk.
And now it's saying, I'm on.
It's saying, yes. The funny thing is the new clock looks like iMoshi, but it's called the Ivy clock, I-V-E-E. So I was talking to the PR people, and I said, now, is this a rebranding of the iMoshi? And she said she doesn't know the complete story, but she thinks the person who sold them the technology, they stopped using it. And so either he started his own company.
It's a different company. It's a different website.
It's a totally different company. But yeah. I thought I could fool the clock, and I think I fooled it inadvertently because I'll pick it up. And I figured if this is the same clock with a different name, it'll respond to iMoshi, but it wouldn't. But we'll see now. Okay, I'll show you. It looks exactly the same.
That looks the same.
iMoshi.
Yeah.
So first, I'll try. Hello, Moshi. Hello, Moshi. Now we'll do the real name.
Yeah.
Hello, Ivy.
How can I help you?
Well, see, it's
time.
The current time is 5:18 p.m.
That's Hi, good. Moshi. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Ivy.
Command, please.
Set sleep.
I couldn't understand you.
Well, give me a little time there.
Sleep sounds.
Please tell me the name of the sleep sound you would like me to play. To hear your option, say help.
Help.
I couldn't hear you. You'd like me to play.
Help.
Help. I need someone. Help.
Please tell me the name of the sleep sound you would like me to play.
This is why. This happens every time with this stuff. You want to throw it across the room.
Help. All right, Moshi. I'm done with you. I'm done with you, Ivy.
Anyway. She says, you keep calling me Moshi. I'm not going to give you anything.
Maybe she might be angry enough to be spiteful.
Yeah.
You know, some clocks are that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a little more advanced, and iMoshi it now can respond to 43 commands.
Well,
and something I don't know if iMoshi did that I sort of like is you can make it so that when you talk to the clock, you'll just hear a chime that the clock understands and to just say the command, so you don't have to deal with the voice. There's too many problems with it. The sounds are not very loud. You can tell it to fall asleep to one of three sounds, but the nighttime sounds are very low, even in the high position. Mm. And the volume control is merely low, medium, high. Again, it's probably going to be on your nightstand right next to you, so that that may not matter. And the one feature it has that we both love is the nightlight can be dimmed all the way down to off. So you don't have a bright light shining in your face.
I hate all those lights in my room.
Yes, it's exactly.
Terrible.
And Ivy is available now, and its list price is $59.95. But I think I saw it on the internet for $10 less.
I think this is, we're just going to see so many of these things. Now that Siri on the iPhone, especially because Siri understands what they call natural language. You don't have to say, with Ivy, you have to say it exactly so. With Siri,
that is correct.
And so I think as we get closer and closer to this idea that it's understanding you, I think it makes sense to talk to your gadgets. You look like a crazy man, but it makes sense.
So what else is new?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay, Ivy, so $50. HelloIvy.com. HelloIvy.com. And you think it's the same as the Moshi?
Yes, it has more commands. It's more involved than the Moshi was. It does a lot more.
My suspicion is that neither Ivy nor Moshi is owned by those companies, that they're buying somebody else's product and branding them, I would guess.
That could be. Yeah, that could easily
but I don't
be.
Know. That's just a guess.
We just guess here.
We don't know. We just guess. You know, on the website, though, they've got the company vision.
Oh, what is the company vision?
Interactive
not
voice.
To be on the
whatever you do, don't get on the Weekly Daily Gizmos. It says Interactive Voice, or Ivy, get it, was founded by Jonathan Nostrant January 27th, 2011, as a consumer-focused voice control electronics company. So it does, I guess it's their thing.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe he was the one who did iMoshi and decided
Maybe he left.
To start his own company.
Okay. You know, they're using nuanced speech recognition, which is what everybody uses.
Oh!
Yeah. Huh. Let me look at Moshi and see if they have a vision.
iMoshi.
iMoshi?
Yeah.
What? You know, iMoshi IV?
I know. It's very similar.
Yeah.
But it as you heard, she doesn't like to be called iMoshi.
Well, that's an easy thing to fix. Both of these recognized by the World Blind Union. That is the more serious use for this is people
absolutely.
With low vision
absolutely.
Or no vision. This would be a very useful device. Yeah, it doesn't say who invented this on the Moshi site. It does say that Ellen DeGeneres put it best, alarm clocks are complicated. It says that. But it doesn't say who invented that. Is it?
It just says, oh, okay. Not that they use this clock.
Yeah, really.
That's good. If we ever go in the alarm clock business, we can also use that quote.
It says, the first alarm clock was invented in the 16th century, and people have been despising it ever since. Says that also. Moshi was founded in Woodland Hills, California in 2003. So, yeah, I bet you it was that guy. And 8 years later, he goes, screw you. And he goes to this other company. Be my guest.
I think the first alarm clock was a mallet at the end.
You said wake you up at 6. Bonk. wake up. Bonk. Yeah, it's the 15th century and I'm your alarm clock. All right. Gadget number 2 it's like in Jeopardy when they have a video daily.
We normally have the video of the week, but we are having video of the week because it's live video.
Ooh.
Because like you, there is now, and it'll now be going forward, there is now the Disneyland drop cam.
I see you. Is that Dennis behind you there over on
that
the right?
Dennis. Now, Dennis is waving. Dennis is always very shy, but I said, Dennis, the first time we show the camera, someone has to be sitting
seat. He's pretending to type. So now this is good. This is an angle we never see. Now, I have to say, it looks like there's gauze on the screen. Did you put Vaseline on the screen?
I did not. Now,
it's very dreamlike.
Yes. I was not giving...
She's talking now. You can't shut her up. This is exactly how it works.
I'm disconnecting Ivy. Oh, you know what? By the way, this is the first time I've ever seen this. The AC adapter terminates in a little USB dongle. So I'm not quite sure what
for what about. Ivy
oh, you know what?
Or the camera.
Wait a minute. Maybe this is a way that they can upgrade the software.
What is that for, Ivy or the camera?
For Ivy.
Okay, we're back on Ivy, folks. I understand
clock.
Your confusion.
Yes.
We're back to Ivy. I'm watching the drop cam here, and the drop cam, right. Now, is it a plastic lens? Maybe that's what somebody in the chat room said. Maybe it's a plastic lens, and that's why it's kind of.
You know, it just may be a plastic lens.
Now, we got a unit, and I think you got a unit, too, that was.
Up the first thing was way, way out of focus. But it just dawned on me. Can you just double check that there's not a plastic piece of protective lens
plastic.
Over that?
That's maybe what's going on.
Is there a little?
Oh dear, we're going to see Dennis fall over. Oh God! Careful!
The humanity. This building is not on solid ground.
Now he's tilting it so that we can't see him. So I think there's a. So there's no.
You can tilt it down just
it actually looks a little bit better. Maybe he fixed something.
Okay, it does look better.
Plastic wrap on it?
No.
Eric Duckman says, we just experienced the poop side down adventure.
Oh, that's very funny. That was the name of the satire for Mad.
Right. Poseidon Adventure. You know, it looks a little bit better than it did before. It's still a little soft on the edges.
Right. But the thing is. I also sent you a link to what it looks like out the window with natural daylight.
We have video. You want me to show the natural daylight video first?
Yeah, so just so you can get an idea if you want to use it as a security camera and you want to see who's coming in and out your door. So this is out the front window of Disneyland.
Okay. Looks pretty good. And then, still a little soft in the edges.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy walking by. Well, it's pretty smooth. Right. So with a lot of light, it does look pretty good. Yeah.
And then something that the original Dropcam didn't have is night vision. 16 or 12 infrared lights. So the next little clip is just, so this is it at about 1:30 in the morning.
But I don't think the infrared goes that far. So like the building across the street, that's not the infrared.
You know, the building across the street is definitely those construction lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's lighting the bars and the dying ivy.
The purple ivy.
Yeah. Well, it's the middle of winter. What do you want?
Vic G says you can almost hear the gunshots.
Thanks. Not on West 82nd
Street. No, he lives in a ritzy neighborhood. There's
I live 2.5 blocks from Zabar's.
Uh-huh.
1.5 block from Leo Laporte's playground.
Birthplace.
Birthplace.
Yes. Yeah.
There are no gunshots here.
I like this this kind of eagle's eye view, bird's eye view cam from the
This is good because when I have guests in the studio, they can wave at the camera and
well, it's also good because anybody who's contemplating being a guest in the studio can now see what tight quarters they would be suffering.
Not tight. Dennis, stand up, walk around. Yeah, walk around. Okay. Now go back there and show. Now go back to the drop cam, please. Okay.
Dennis is now walking around. Look, he's got a full 5 feet.
Plenty of room.
You could maneuver a ship in there. Look at that. He can spread. He can stretch his arms out almost fully.
Wait. Is this not more room than the cottage?
No, that is not more room than the cottage. The cottage wasn't that crowded.
Oh, yeah. All right. Did you have all 12 mods in the cottage at one time?
You got all 12 mods in there?
Yes.
No, all right. You got more room.
Okay. Thank you very much.
How did you get all 12 mods in that room? Where's Fairway?
Folding chairs.
Oh, folding chairs. Fairway. It's Fairway in there? This is kind of fun. This is an angle we never see, including you. I see that you have the Maltese Falcon, so we were wondering where that went.
Oh, yes. I forgot to hide
that. Actually, that's the Maltese parrot, I believe.
It's the Maltese parrot.
Yeah.
It was a very, very bad follow-up to the Maltese falcon. And then the Maltese canary did even
Where's
worse.
Where's the black canary? You got it, don't you?
Milking those franchises.
Well, okay, so the drop cam. Now, the thing about the drop cam, we've used it for a long time in our studio. They used to use their own rebranded version of the Axis webcam. All you supplied was power. It had its own Wi-Fi, its own web server. So you just plug it in and it would be broadcasting through your Wi-Fi out to the world. And this one is the HD. So is it the same price or is it a little more expensive? They've started making them themselves now.
Actually, it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
They've added several options, and it has dropped. They have the 12 LED infrared light for night vision.
How's the
sound?
They
now have... I'm sorry?
Is there sound on it?
Yes. This one is two-way sound. They have it on now because there's terrible feedback,
of course.
But you can talk through it. So when I'm Tuesday, I'm going to the Miami Boat Show to look for boat gadgets. So I'm going to set it up in my back apartment and hopefully be able to talk to Fairway over my Android phone. So it has two-way audio. Now the new one is Wi-Fi only.
Okay.
And it's kind of interesting what they did with the cable is you take the Wi-Fi cable, it's a big long cable, plug it in your computer. It goes directly to the Dropcam website. Same thing as the more expensive one. No software to install. You name it. You open an account. If you already have an account, you just put it on the same account. Then you take that USB cable out of your computer and stick it into the AC adapter that they send you. And so the same cable now powers the Dropcam.
Got it. Okay.
It's now $149.
Is that for everything? Now, you do I know if you want them to, one of the neat things about Dropcam is they'll store the video on their website for you, but you pay a monthly fee for that.
Yes, that still is I think it's $9.98 option.
And you get like a week's worth of video, something like that.
Yes, exactly. 7 days of video. So what they're doing now, actually, the drop cams aren't shipping till the end of March. So if you pre-order it, I think only to February 15th, they might extend it. It's free shipping, and they also give you 2 weeks of their full service. So you can try it out and see if you want to go on to the paid plan or not. If not, you're just in for $149. Watch it on any computer, Apple device, Android device.
Are they going to discontinue the original?
You know, I don't know. I like the original because down on the boat, I just used it hardwired and I shut the wireless off.
Yeah, because I am not. I know this is high def, and the fuzziness bugs me.
I think it is.
It looks like there's Vaseline on the lens or something.
I think it is clearer with the direct Wi-Fi wire.
You mean the Ethernet wire?
Yes. Yeah, with the Wi-Fi. Yeah, directly hooked up to the router.
Okay, so maybe this is a Wi-Fi issue.
It could be. And also, you know, the Wi-Fi in my apartment is, I'm using the Time Warner for
It looks all right. I'd like to compare it. Let me find the your boat cam, because that's the old one.
Right? Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
What's,
is there a short URL for the boat cam? Or?
Chat room.
Give it to me. Do you have the boat
cam?
There
it is right there. Web1984 has it for you.
Thank you, Web1984. If that's your real name. Let's go to, so we can compare the two. This is full screen on Dick's boat cam, and you can see more jaggies. Now it's darker. You just certainly see more artifacting, JPEG artifacting. But I don't get the, it seems like it's not, the lack of clarity isn't there. I guess it's a matter of taste. It's also 4x3 compared to 16:9.
This one has a much wider lens, way wider lens on it.
Yeah. So let's go back. We'll go back to the Disneyland Studios and show you that one. I think there's pluses and minuses on each.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
If you just want to monitor something and see, I mean, you know, my room is only 18 feet long by about 12 feet wide. So you see a lot more.
Yeah,
you do.
And for a security cam, that's certainly good. It looks like the frame rate is better on the new one as well. The frame rate's a little low on the old one. Okay.
So, that's good. That was a good idea.
Yeah, just a little comparison. Side. I'm not sure I don't know.
Yeah. Both those show up in my Dropcam account, which I like. So when I bring it up on Android, I just click on which camera I want to see so I can do what you just did, is switch between Disneyland or the boat.
So that's good. That means you can have as many drop cams as you want and view them all or individuals.
In the same account. Yeah. Make it really easy.
Yeah.
So they're at dropcam.com, and it's the HD Wi-Fi. You can pre-order $149 and right now free shipping. I don't know for how long. And they ship the end of March.
Dick, we're going to take a break. When we come back, another gadget from you. We've got our Turn the Table Turkey for the week. And actually, it's turkeys, plural. And a visit to the warehouse. Actually, our turkey today is more like a lamb, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
All right. And a visit to the warehouse and letters to all still to come. But first, let me talk a little bit about Netflix.com, the best dang deal in home entertainment that's out there. $7.99 a month is all it takes for an unlimited streaming account. What is this? A Netflix? The first original Netflix series are starting to show up.
Oh, that's right.
This is the new one. Steve Van Zandt, you remember him from The Sopranos and the Bruce Springsteen Band. He was so great in The Sopranos. And he kind of reprises that role in this new show called Lilyhammer. It says, after he testifies against a mafia boss, ex-gangster Frank Taliano enters the witness protection program and asks to be sent to Norway. I'm going to Norway next month.
Yeah.
So now, this is something.
You used to fight under that name.
Lilyhammer. I was the Lilyhammer. Yeah. So this is interesting. What Netflix is doing is they're creating their own content, new TV shows and series. This is just one more reason to join Netflix streaming. Go to netflix.com/twit and you can watch Lilyhammer for free for the first 30 days. Then if you like it, $7.99 a month. I think this is so cool that Netflix is producing their own content.
That's my other drop cam.
The coffin cam, we call it. There he is. I love him. Oh, man. He's back, baby, even with the hair and the frown and the whole thing. Oh, it's $8.55? I didn't see that. All right. Boy, they raised it 56 cents. Even more expensive than ever before.
Count me in.
Wow.
I'm in.
$8.55. I still think it's the best
deal. It
sounds
like a Mad Magazine price.
It does, doesn't it?
$8.55.
That's what's paying for Lilyhammer, I guess. Look at all the great movies. I watch Netflix every single night. I am a big fan. Great movies, TV shows, classics. All available for instant streaming, and yes, just $8.55 a month.
I watched the entire Mad Men series. I have only one episode of Kingdom left.
Oh. Well, the good news is Mad Men's coming back, right? So if you want to catch up before it launches, you should absolutely take advantage of this free offer. Netflix.com. I love this. I watched Sherlock Holmes, so now they're wanting me to watch Buster Keaton and Sherlock Jr. Netflix.com/twit. Give it a try. I think you will like it. And now gadget number 3 from Ricardo Di Bartolo.
Gadget number 3. Okay, now you kind of stole the thunder.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You know, at CES there were manufacturers showing every kind of iPod dock and sound bar. And on Live with Kelly and Leo, Live with Kelly and Rocky, I should say, you showed, I guess, the world's largest iPod dock, 700 pounds. What was it, like 20,000 watts? And
I don't know how many watts it was, but it was $30,000. That's all I really needed to know.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so Haier has the complete opposite end. They came out with a 20-inch sound bar. It has built-in FM radio, can take any of your Apple devices.
Oh, you know, I saw this at CES a year ago.
Yeah. A year ago?
A year ago, because this has, does it have, like, it makes, it's got, like, fills the room around you? Like you can.
Oh no! Yeah, I know it. The one you're talking about.
Yeah, Haier
that was
something.
A very expensive one. I'm talking about one that is only now selling for $80.
Wow! I think this might have that technology in it too.
Really? Anyway, it's behind me. Let me just bring it over here. It can hang on a wall. So this is how long it is. Let me just wake up my iPod here.
Is it 3D? Does it say 3D?
No, it does not.
Oh, okay, this is not then the 3D.
But for an $80 unit, this sounds really decent.
Well, $80 is not cheap.
It's not.
On your way to work. Wow. I can hear the bass all the way here in California.
I figured I'd play something we wouldn't get sued for. So, you know, if you have a little TV and you want better sound, it has component video out.
Oh,
so if you're playing video through this little guy, you can also put it on a bigger monitor. But it's really great for the kitchen or the bedroom where you want some decent sound. And as I said, the list price is $99, but it's selling for about $80 on Amazon. Has remote control, so... It's a better value, I think, than your $30,000 device.
I think for $80, you're getting a great deal.
So
great
the Haier 20-inch sound bar.
You know, I'm looking on Haier's website. I don't think Scott Wilkinson and I saw this 3D sound bar. It was really cool technology. a year ago, 2011 CES, and I don't think
you know, maybe it didn't come out. It didn't get enough interest in it.
I guess not. That's what happens at CES. You see something, and it doesn't mean it's going to come out.
Or in the case of the little Wii, the little back massager that I saw in 2011, they're still taking pre-orders 1 year later, and it's evidently coming out in like another 3 months. So that's only 15 months from the time we saw it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I say too.
Are you ready to do a turn the table turkey?
Oh, yeah.
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 All
right. Are you ready? You have it?
I have it. I have them.
But okay. Let me intro this.
I'm going to let you do the honors, Dick, and I'll just pretend I'm not here right now.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 day a week, actually one time a show, we turn the reins over to Leo, despite the emails, phone calls, hostile swearing at me on the street. But today, we are told, we are warned, in fact, that indeed it's going to be a really good turn the table turkey.
Dickie, Dickie D, this is stuff that came to us from Macworld Expo. Actually, before I do that, I did want to mention, I was going to do this on the show, and I ended up doing it on Before You Buy. So I'm going to send people to Before You Buy, which is the review show that we do now on the Twit Network. I was going to talk about, have you seen the Samsung Galaxy Note yet?
You know what? I've been, I asked them for a product sample because it looks very interesting.
I really like it. So this is it's a phone, AT&T, February 19th. It'll be $300 with a 2-year contract. I bought the unlocked GSM version because this has been out in the Europe since October. So you can go on Amazon for about $650 and get an unlocked version, and I put an AT&T SIM in it. You don't want to put, and this was the first thing I learned, first disappointment, you don't want to put a T-Mobile SIM in this because it doesn't have the frequencies to do T-Mobile 3G. You're stuck on the edge network with T-Mobile. However, once I put an AT&T SIM in and I changed, I had to do some settings. I had to set up the AT&T APN, so you have to go into the mobile network settings and actually add an access point name for AT&T. But once you do that, you get HSPA Plus. If you buy the AT&T version, you'll even get more. You'll get their new 4G network, but I'm not in a 4G neighborhood, so I didn't mind. The other difference is that the European version has slightly different button configuration. It has a physical home button, which I really like. It's kind of like the iPhone. And then two capacitance buttons, a menu button on the left and a back button on the right. And if you want voice commands, you double tap the home button. And Samsung's bundling Vlingo, which is very much like Siri. It's actually a really good voice recognition system. In fact, it does some things that Siri doesn't do. For instance, I can say things like open calculator or any application. And it will open applications, which is it's pretty cool. I might have confused it.
No, Ivy, not you. He's talking to his... I have no calculator.
Here, let me do it. Let me do it for real without. I confused it by continuing to talk. Let's do it again. Open calculator. Now press done before I keep talking, and that way it'll act on that command. So that's something that Siri doesn't do. It won't open applications. And, you know, there's the calculator.
Wow.
Yeah. So the idea is this is more for driving than anything else. But you can send text messages, send emails. This is Vlingo. You can download this on other Android phones. And I think it's as good as, if not better, than Siri. Android has always had dictation. But the main point, the main reason people would get this phone is the size of the screen, 5.3 inches. And I'll compare that with an iPhone, give you some idea of of the difference. The other thing that's interesting, it's higher resolution than the iPad. It's 1280 by 800. It's a huge high-resolution screen with great dots per inch. It's the same Super AMOLED screen that Samsung's been putting on its other phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S and the S2, which I've loved. I just think when the browser kicks in and so forth on that big high-resolution screen, it's legible, it's easy to read. I'm kind of fond of it. I just wanted to mention
this.
It's
coming to Verizon, too.
Oh, if it would be, that would be the phone for you, because then you'd get the Verizon 4G LTE network.
Yeah.
Battery life's pretty good, you know, like 8 to 10 hours, similar to most Android phones, maybe a little bit better. But the nice thing about Android, most Android phones, not all of them, is you can just swap out the battery. So I bought a couple of extra batteries for $30, and whenever I run out of juice in one, I just pop in another one.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice. So anyway, I wanted to mention that I do a full review on Before You Buy, but just so you know, I love this phone, and it right now it's my new phone. And that's a good thing, because I found a new use for my iPhone. It's this. What are you laughing at? This is called...
No, this is good.
Yeah,
good.
This is... No, you're going to like this.
Well, this is what used to carry into the ring when you fought
when
under the
wrestler.
Name Lily Liver, wasn't it?
Lily Hammer. Thank you. Lily Hammer. So
I thought it was Lily Liver. Oh,
this is a tuck muck, okay? Or, I'm sorry, a mug tuck. M-U-G-T-U-K. This is kind of cute, I think. Let me turn the sound on so you can hear it. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have put it in there yet.
Okay.
Is the sound on? Okay, it is. It's good. All right. So the software is free. You buy the little mug tuck case, and they have a variety of different cases. I don't have a price, but I'll look it up in a second. You put your iPhone in the mug tuck case, and then... Well, actually, let me plug it in so you can hear it here. I'm going to give you a little audio level so you can hear the mug tuck talk to you. You pick one of four characters. Which character would you like?
I want
Maggie, Bubba, Tim, or Charlie?
Oh, Tim.
Tim? All right. Here's Tim. Isn't he cute? Look, he's in his little case.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah, and you touch his nose.
Tell anybody, but I like you.
And yeah, he likes you.
Funny.
Touch his horn. He looks. He doesn't like that.
Tell anybody, but I rarely smile. Need for it.
It's kind of funny.
That's all it does.
I rarely smile. No need for
it. Although you can apparently rock it to sleep and various things. It's just a little app.
What's the thing on the top?
That's its horn.
What's that? No, at the top of the device itself.
This?
Oh, that's the mic you plugged in.
I just plugged it in. Normally you wouldn't have
it. Oh, so you can use it with headsets?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess if you want to.
Well, you want to get every...
All the nuance of the sound. Here's
even the old ones.
This, I think the set, this they're different costumes. I think this particular costume is Maggie.
Oh, they're saying that it's upside down.
What do you mean it's upside down?
Is that his ears?
You mean it's supposed to be like that?
Guess not, because the face doesn't change.
I think that's a I think that's a judgment call. Apparently, those of you who are listening in Dolby Pro Logic, it has surround sound.
Well, yeah. I've got to plug that into my sound bar.
Yeah. It'll give you a really good 3D sound. You can see the speaker hole. Oh, all right. So, thank you. They think it's upside down. And if they say it's upside down, I'll put it upside down. The only reason I put it in this way is because you can't, in fact, press the buttons when you put it in upside. This other way around. But whatever makes you happy. I wouldn't want the chat room to be unhappy. Is that better? Does that make you happy? Now the button is hidden underneath here. But... All right, that's the mug tuck.
It's keyboard face.
Yeah, we probably spent a little more time on it than it really warrants.
And what does this cost?
Well, let's buy a mug tuck case. What do you say?
Wow.
It's at mugtuk.com.
Wait a minute. Turn it slightly. You're supposed to actually carry this around as the phone case?
Well, I don't know. $21 for the case. It's cute. It's got this handle, this strap. I guess it's supposed to sit on your desk. And just look at you. That's what it's really supposed to do. And that way you've got a little friend for those of you who are kind of lonely.
Oh, okay. But it doesn't charge it or anything, right?
No, it doesn't do anything. Yes, as Web5749 says, $21 down the drain. All right. So that's gadget number one. Now, this actually is a little bit more serious. This is there's a company that makes a capacitive pen that... Shh. Oh, it's still talking. This is... You know, I should introduce it to Ivy.
Yeah, Ivy, want to play me? God, Ivy just made an obscene gesture.
Oh, yeah, baby. This isn't... Believe. What would you... This would be a good turn the table Tuesday. I mean, what the heck is
it's obviously some sort of a stand.
That's good. That's good. You're close. It is a stand. But it's got magnets. So it's designed to hold the iPad perfectly. And look, because it's magnetic, it holds on, right? So the
nice.
iPad, it's actually, I should give you a more wide view, but it's really nice. It's hard. What I would say, it's made of cast aluminum, and it would be great if you wanted somebody to use the iPad, for instance, a photo stand. There are no other angles you could use. You know, it's this way. It's got rubber feet on the bottom, but I just think this is very nice.
Well, you could watch a movie, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't be good for, like, typing, but if you were just going to use the iPad as a display, it'd be good for that.
Yeah.
It's from 10-1.
What's that called?
It's from 10-1 Design. You may know them. It's called the Magnus. They made a very popular stylus for the iPad. I like the fact that this is one of the first products that I've seen that actually uses the magnet in the bottom of the on the iPad, besides the smart case, which Apple makes. It is a handcrafted magnetic stand for the iPad 2. And actually, I think it's beautiful. And it does hold it, which is kind of nice. It's made from machined recyclable aluminum, nickel-plated neodymium, recyclable plastics, recyclable carton, and a PET-coated paper fiber.
And the price?
Ah, that's a good question. Let's shop right now. I really came prepared. Magnus, it's $50, but $50. I do think that, you know, this is what I would recommend this for is, I know sometimes people use their iPads as a photo frame. This is perfect for that.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Beautiful. It's minimalistic. The iPad looks very good in there. So this was sent to me by, Dr. Bot. They are a company that sells Mac stuff, and this actually they said, "Here's all the stuff you didn't see when you missed our booth at Macworld Expo."
So the MuckTuck is from
the
them
MuckTuck
too?
Is you can get that from DrBot.com.
And how much is that? We haven't found the price yet of the MuckTuck.
It's $21.
Oh, $21, that's right.
$21. Yeah. Are you writing this
so
down?
So that's that really, I don't know whether to buy two MuckTucks.
You could buy two MuckTucks or one Magnus. Yeah. Or,
yeah,
I'm not done yet. Now how much would you pay? From the Tech Chick, TechChick Designs.com.
Mm-hmm.
Smart is cool. Tech Chick, 13-year-old Taylor Berghard designed these beautiful earrings. She's 13 years old. She was recently featured in Time Magazine for Kids as a successful example of a successful young businesswoman, member of the national National Junior Honor Society. She received an award for her score on the 2011 National Latin Exam. Plays on her school's basketball team and is one of the youngest PADI certified scuba divers in U.S. history. And she's designed these beautiful earrings for Tech Chicks. They have return keys and function keys right on them to hang them for your ears. How about that? From Tech Chick. I just like it that she's 13.
Yeah,
and what she's saying
good.
Is now you girls can enjoy math, science, and being environmentally responsible and still be cool and stylish. These are recycled computer part earrings. And if you want to know more, TechChickDesigns.com. I think they're kind of fun.
Yeah,
I wouldn't wear them, but my ears aren't pierced, so it'd hurt to put them in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do they cost?
You keep asking the tough questions.
I have to write this up.
I know. You want all the information. Let's go right now on the web to Tech Chick Designs.
Well, first, let's play How Much Do They Cost?
How much do they cost? There she is.
$15.
$15. That's good. That's not bad.
No,
is that your
guess?
$12.95. $30. Oh, that's not bad. I don't know. We're getting guesses. These are guesses.
Oh, guesses.
It costs the same as a mug tuck. Let's find out. I'm gonna order them.
Well, they're not actually computer keys, are they?
Apparently, they're recycled computer keys. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then they might be.
I think
bucks.
They come from a Mac. They're okay. Let's see. Additional character. Okay. Earrings are $12.95 a pair plus shipping. Custom orders are welcomed at no extra charge. Additional characters beyond four are, so you can make these longer, right? So she's taken, on the ones that I have, which are kind of cool, she's taken two keys from a Mac, the return and enter key and the function key. But if you wanted, you could go all the way down your ears.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it'd be 50 cents each. So $12.95.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? 13
I
years
think
old.
It is sweet.
Good. Feel good. So there's your
Absolutely.
Choice. I gave you three things. You can have a mug tuck. You can have a Magnus, or you can have Tech Chick earrings, or a Galaxy Note phone. All of that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Could be yours.
I think I'm going to try the
like?
Galaxy Note phone.
Oh, all right. I was hoping you'd go for the mug tuck.
No.
That's my stuff. I thank Dr. Bot for sending
great.
That all along. It's kind of cool. I mean, I like the mug tuck. I think these people said I put it in upside down, but really, I don't think so.
Does it matter?
No, I don't think it matters. It's where do you want the mug tuck's arms to be, high or low? It's kind of that's the question. See, now I have to poke this. Now I where do I? No, see, they're wrong. I can't. Now I can't hear them.
You got to hear them.
They say their ears, but I can't. The problem is, if I do it that way, we can't hear them. Okay, I'm going to plug it in here, do it around, plug this in there, turn them up, and somebody said, it's just a poorly designed product. Get over it.
My eye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think this is cute and I like it. So there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. This could go straight to the gadget warehouse. It's possible. It's a possible. But let's find out. There's something actually already in the gadget warehouse. We are going to take a trip down memory lane, ladies and gentlemen. I was just there the other day on Amsterdam Avenue. We walked down into the seventh ring of hell and we found Dick and his gadget warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, uh-huh. He takes them out to play.
Uh-huh.
In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, stand back for the foghorn. It's time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Oh, I hope it's a foghorn. Yes, Dick.
Well, it's a bit of a cheat because I don't have this in the warehouse, but I think we have to talk about it because of how many gadgets in the warehouse I have that are from Kodak.
This happened this week.
As we all know, Kodak announced that come mid-year, they will stop making digital cameras.
I'm just shocked by that.
Me too. You know, it's very funny. On Facebook, I said, 2 weeks from tomorrow, will we hear on the Oscars, live from the bankrupt Kodak Theater.
You're right. That's right. What are they going to do?
Not only that, but Gary Oppenheimer, who's CEO of a very great charity called AmpleHarvest.org, he posed a very interesting question. He said, Dick, with all the wishful thinking about products you bought and used at the warehouse, are you having a Kodak moment? More importantly, with kids largely not knowing the Kodak name, what will their term be for that special time and place where you want to take a picture? For me, Android moment doesn't quite cut it.
Does anybody still say Kodak moment, though? Really?
Well, you know what? How about
an Instagram moment? I like that.
Yes. Instagram moment, right. And weren't all those Kodak picture spots. They would have alongside a road where you could step out of the car and look over a cliff. Anyway, what I thought I would do is just do a little research on the first Kodak digital camera. There were a couple that came out, one in 1995 and 1996. The one in 1995 was the Kodak KC25, the first camera to use removable memory. It took compact flash, but strangely enough, it did not support JPEGs because the JPEG format was just under development. Instead, and this tends to happen a lot with big corporations, they had their own format for photos. Then in 1996, the DC40 camera, Leo, I love this, could take 48 pictures, internal memory only, and this is from the instruction book. When the camera is full, the count will display zero. Zero will display if you press the shutter button. No pictures can be taken at this point until you delete the stored pictures. Then they added the DC50, which, according to the instructions, flash pictures can be taken every 8 seconds. We talk about how fast the camera can recycle today.
No kidding. That's a big difference.
Yes, right. Yeah. However, if you don't want to use the flash, you can take a picture every 5 seconds. So, and the price of the, DC50 was, street price was $699.
But to their credit, Kodak was paying attention and said, we've got to get digital. We've got to get in the digital business. Right?
Absolutely. And also, they created that, I don't know if you remember, the easy share
system. Right, which was a good system.
It was a good idea because people are so much more knowledgeable now, but people didn't like the idea of plugging a cable in and hooking into the computer and when to charge their camera. So the easy share system was basically a docking station where you left your camera. It kept your camera charged. The docking station could be constantly hooked to your computer. You put it in, it downloaded your photos, it brought up the photo editing. It was a great idea. So, I hope they go forward with something because I sure bought a lot of cameras and projectors and stuff over the years.
Projectors, that's right. The carousel projectors.
I have two of them in a warehouse. Yeah. The carousel projectors and
what I read, and I believe this. They did everything right, right? They realized digital was coming. They were the first digital camera company. They bought Ophoto and made very good Kodak sharing site. They did Easy Share. Now, their digital cameras weren't high-end, but I think they were just right for that audience. And in fact, I frequently recommended them on the radio show to people who said, digital cameras are too complicated for me. I can't figure them out. And I said, well, the Kodaks are actually very simple, very easy to use. So it wasn't that they did anything wrong, but what I heard in the interview, and I totally believe this, is the guy, I think he was a vice president, said, you know, the problem is that we built our business with 20,000 employees on the high margins, the high profits in photo processing, printing photos, developing your film. That was a very high margin business. The digital...
Didn't they invent the photo CD?
Oh, gosh, yes. They did so many things. They did the Advantix system. That's right. That's right. So it was a smart company, technologists. But when you have a business that's built around a product that's very high profit margin and you suddenly have to move into the slim profit margins of digital photography, it's very difficult. And their stock price tumbled. They lost three quarters of their employees. They couldn't afford them. That's what happened. And I think that's
fascinating.
This is what happened. This is going to happen to other companies too. You know, you can't, just because you know digital's coming, just because you even, you know, do it doesn't mean you can survive. And, you know, the same thing's going to happen to my industry when we go back to tape and vinyl records. It's just going to kill me.
Well, aren't you glad I talked you out of doing this as a print podcast?
I am completely hooked on the low cost of internet distribution. The minute I have to print magazines again, I'm out of business.
Yeah.
Can't do it. No,
And we won't.
No, in all seriousness, I think that that makes sense. Now, if Kodak's not gone, this is something important to mention.
No, that's right. They're just
Chapter 11 is a reorganization. It is not a Chapter 7 bankruptcy where they say we're going to sell off the assets and we're history. They're going to reorganize, and that's appropriate. They have to redesign their business for the low margins. But I think it is interesting. They're getting, you know, they announced six cameras at CES. And then a month later.
Wow.
Yeah. So this was, I think, a little unexpected. Probably, I would guess, part of the Chapter 11 process that the courts said, you know, you got to divest yourself of these businesses or something.
It's maybe sad. No one at CES liked the six cameras.
It, could
maybe
be, it also could be. Whoops.
What?
But now, there is a solution. I just want everybody to go out there and buy more film.
Yeah, right.
Develop.
Don't watch this picture.
No, develop film.
Take pictures of the screen of this podcast and get them developed.
Yeah. No, it is sad. And, you know, people like Jennifer, she loves her film camera. She still goes to Shutterbug over here and gets photo processing. In fact, the other day she came to me with her iPhone. She said, okay, so now I've got, she has over 1,000 pictures. She says it's full. So where do I get these printed? And I said, what?
Yeah.
She said, I want prints. I said, it's not a Kodak camera.
It's not a Polaroid.
It's not a Polaroid. So, but I said, okay, fine. We'll put it on iPhoto. And then you could bring it to, the camera shop and you can get prints. It's not going to be cheap.
Do you use film at all?
She does, not me, no.
You don't use any film?
No, and I love film. I used to roll my own film.
I know you do. That's why I thought, I bet Leo somewhere shoots black and white film.
I loved Ilford black and white. I loved shooting.
Yeah.
I used to use, Kodak had a really great 400 ASA film called something. I can't remember what it was called. But it was a great, fast black.
Try Again, I think.
Try Again. That's what I liked. Yeah, Try Again film. Tri-X, thank you. And you could push it, that's right.
Oh, that's right, Tri-X. Love Tri-X.
Yeah, it was a great fast film that you could really get a lot of.
You could use it in very low light conditions.
Exactly.
Love that chat. God, the chat room is like
they're
amazing.
So smart. Well, they're old farts. All right, let's see. I think it's time for me to play a little jingle and get some letters on the air here. We kind of had a sad moment. And in honor of that, let's go disco. What do you say? Yeah. Ah, the days of disco, when Kodak was still king. I got my polyester shirt on, my super tight pants, my afro wig. I'm ready to party on.
And you're carrying two cans of paint as you buggy around the brick house.
Yes, the brick house.
A very interesting letter from Del Neal, Pittsfield, Mass. Hi, Dick and Leo and all the great people at TWIT. My name is Del Neal. And I've got to tell you, I love your programs.
Thank you, Del.
Some 4 years ago, I came down with a severe case of Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Oh, dear.
I spent 4 months in intensive care, and then they moved me to a nursing home where I am right now. I do not own a computer, but some 3.5 years ago, when I was placed in this nursing home, my roommate at the time would spend many nights watching this network called This Week in Tech. The first episode I watched was the Daily Gizwiz with Mad's Maddest Writer. You were both playing with something on the floor that had a camera in it, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I think, probably that
was our first broadcast from the Twit Cottage.
Yes, Spy Car Video was the device.
Yeah.
I know Dick DiBartolo from the Match Game TV show. We used
really?
To go to TV City in the 70s and be in the audience.
Wow.
That roommate is
the people
gone.
Didn't know really that you were there, did they? I mean, you weren't like that on stage or anything, or were you?
Oh, no. No, and I was only on stage, backstage in the New York version. I only went out when they were setting up Match Game Hollywood, and I just wrote it from New York. And then Dell continues, my roommate is long gone, but I access your show via a community computer at the nursing home. You're going to laugh, but we only have a 1 hour limit on the computer for residents.
That's not right.
So I burn your programs to DVD and I watch them in my room on my TV. My favorite shows are This Week in Tech, iPad Today, Frame Rate, and the Weekly Daily Giz Whiz, which is my all around favorite. And Leo, this is very interesting. Due to lack of movements in my fingers and hands, I use Dragon Naturally to write this letter.
Wow.
And the letter's perfect. They're like there's one period in the wrong place. This is a great program, he says. Dell Neal, Pittsfield, Mass. So here's a way that technology is, first of all, that he burns your Twitch shows to DVDs to watch in his room, knows about Dragon Naturally to dictate a fairly complicated letter that looks perfect. It's just great what technology does to people.
That is great. Does Dell mention his age?
He doesn't. He does not.
Well, Dell, we're thrilled that this is one of the things I really like about what we do is that it doesn't, it's not just for young people. It's not just for older people. It's kind of crosses the line and we talk to everybody. And
no, absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely.
You just have to be a geek. It doesn't matter what your age. You just have to be a geek. And
someone else wrote me, and I don't have his letter here, is he's amazed at how many blind people turn to Twit for advice on gadgets to help them. And also another email about how many truckers depend on you.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, if you of course, think about it. I mean, if you're blind, of course, you listen a lot. Radio always has always had a large blind audience. And then if you're a trucker, same thing. You're spending a lot of time behind the wheel. So, in fact, I think we probably have our listeners probably commute more hours per listener than any other programming in the world, right? Just makes sense. It just makes sense.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then a real...
By the way, no blind truckers listening, I don't believe.
No, I hope not.
No, okay. Just checking.
A physical letter, a long time. I trust this finds you well and having fun. I was watching you and Leo Saturday, and I noticed that the shock mount for your Heil PR40 is sagging. If there's anything we don't want, is anything sagging. Please find my new design of our shock mount that will correct that for you. I sent one to Leo, so you guys will no longer have any problems. I enjoy your work with Leo. Always here to help in any way with your microphones or your audio, Dick.
I know who this is from.
Bob. Hi.
Bob, the great Bob Heil, who makes our PR40 mics that we use throughout the Twit Network. And he's so generous. Did you put your new bands on?
My new bands are on.
Actually, no sagging. The whole spider. You got a whole new mount.
And it's so amazing that I had tried to take up the slack. You know, we're starting year 7 this month of the Weekly Daily Giz Whiz.
Well, no wonder things are sagging.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to take up the slack a little, but it takes someone who built a device to just look at it and go, that's sagging.
He's so funny. Bob is the greatest. That's really awesome. You know, we're getting microphone support from the guy who did mics and sound for groups like The Who and the Grateful Dead. We're getting some really good service here. Thank you so much, Bob Heil.
Thank you, Bob.
And we are glad to have nice bouncy mics once again. Nice and
bouncy
taut.
Mics. No, there's no sagging here.
We do this show every Saturday afternoon right after the Tech Guy show. That means, sometime between 2 and 2:30 Pacific, 5 and 5:30 Eastern at twit.tv. I hope you'll tune in and watch live because, there's more that goes on during the live show than we get put in the recordings. But if you do miss a show, you always can listen audio or video. We've got both available for download at twit.tv. And of course, if you subscribe with iTunes or some other program, then you'll get it automatically every time a new show comes out and you won't miss an episode. We wouldn't want you to miss an episode.
No.
So, Dick, enjoy.
What the heck is a game?
Oh, that's right. Because you got a new game, don't you?
The new game runs through the end of February.
Oh, so it's still the February game. Okay. All right.
It's the February game. You already, I think you
I know
guessed
what it is.
That it
yeah. was, well, it's duck pins. So here it is. If you go to gizwiz.biz and you click the, oh, I shouldn't say, because then it really takes all the steam out of the contest, doesn't it?
No, that's okay.
You click
that's
the okay. What the heck is it contest
button. Coming up to 7 years, you haven't gotten one right, so why should it be any different?
Look at it. It's obviously duck pins. Come on. There it is. So what is that? Now, here's the good news. Getting it right is really not the idea. Only 12 Mad Magazines for the right answers, 24 for the best cute, silly answers, and they're all autographed by that guy right there, Mr. Dickie D. I've got my autographed one. I love my autograph. This is from the last contest.
I'm impressed that you brought that all the way back from New York City.
Oh,
wow.
Of course, yeah.
I figured I walked 2 blocks following you, about 2 blocks behind, looking in every trash bin, going, let's just see how many blocks he'll lug this man with him.
Well, after you caught me doing that last time, I've been a little bit more cautious. I love this cover because it's a play on the Nevermind cover of the Nirvana album, right? But instead of a baby swimming chasing a dollar, it's President Obama swimming naked. Although they did edit it carefully to make sure that it adhered to standards.
Yes, it still has to be on newsstands.
The
Let's
20
not
dumbest
that.
Moments, people, events, and things of 2011, the year we ran out of money. And I particularly enjoy this foldout. Of King. It's King Donald Trump. We call him the Birther King. These are great. I love Mad Magazine. It just brings back my youth. It's so much fun.
Great.
And it's a little more. Was it always political? I mean, this. I guess it always was.
You know, it's. I think it's much more adult than when I first started.
That's for sure.
Especially the Mad 20, because the Mad 20 really is, I think, the most difficult issue to do. It just pokes fun at every kind of bizarre.
Right.
Dumb thing that happened during the entire year, and it's always the January February issue.
I don't know how you don't ever run out of puns. I mean, for instance, a year to dismember. It seems like that's so great. It seems like I don't know. It's Wrath of Khan. I love that. I love that. Disguise yeah. got problems. The puns are so good. I just love them. This is fun.
Hopefully, we'll never run out. I mean,
what did you do in this issue? Did you do a Fundolini or?
No, I did a thing on that company that you can rent videos from.
No, you did a Netflix takeoff?
I did.
Oh, look at the Anthony Weiner Low Limits Sexting Plan. That's good. Let's see. All right, well, I'm going to find it. That's so funny. I didn't know you did a Netflix takeoff on here.
Yeah.
Footlude.
Don't you remember about 2 months ago when I was writing, I said, should I be writing this? You go, do. What are we going to worry about?
What me worry? No, of course not. They love it.
Write what you want.
They don't mind anyway. But it's nobody. Look at nobody. We're not for sale. So is it in the back page? I'm looking for it.
No,
here.
It's not.
Did I miss it?
I think you did. It's a full page with the Netflix logo.
The promise. So the real ads confuse me. I don't know.
That is a problem.
I don't know if it's real or if
sometimes I'm confused.
Yeah, is that a fake ad? You have to read it very carefully. This is a good one. The Blind Eye. I like that. Instead of the blind side. Wedding Crashers? No, that's not it.
Yeah, let me find my issue.
I'm looking here.
Yeah.
Come back again next week, and I'll still...
There
here it is.
There it is.
Netflix. Oh, this is about the Reed Hastings apology
yeah,
letter.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this before. A message from Reed Hastings, founder of Netflix.
We'll see if he has a...
I messed up, and as this letter will make clear, I'm not done yet. I owe everyone an explanation, which is risky, because every time I write one of these letters or give an interview, our stock plummets even further. It's clear from the obscene emails, shredded DVDs, and 800,000 canceled subscriptions that Netflix members hated my idea of two separate companies. This is great. No, I love it. I'm sure Reed enjoys it. Are you kidding? I know people, when they get parodied in Mad Magazine, they frame it.
I know. It's. I remember once there was a guy, I forgot what channel he was on, and he called me up and he said, I understand you're working on a satire of my show. Mark Summers was the guy's name. And he was doing a show, I think, on the Food Network. And I said, I am. And he said, will you send me a copy as soon as it's printed? And I said, okay. And then like a month later, he called me. I was, is it printed? And I said, Mark, I just got it back. But Mark, I am very hostile in this. He goes, I can take it. Just mail me a copy. So exactly. I mail him a copy. 3 days later, he calls me up and he goes, Dick. And I go, you know, it's Mark, it's just satire. And he goes, no, I'm calling to ask, can I show this on the air?
There's said, no yeah, such well, thing as bad publicity, Dick.
No, it's great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Dickie D, a pleasure as always. I will see you next week. I hope you'll show
next
up.
Week I'll be back from Miami and oh, we'll have new stuff.
Have Thank fun you. At the Toy Fair. Is it Miami?
Yeah. I'm Toy Fair tomorrow, shooting a spot for ABC News, and then Tuesday boat show and back Friday night, so I'll be here for that.
Hey, would you pick up one of those Nordhavens for me while you're down there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you want the 55 or the 58?
Yeah. What the hell? In for penny, in for pound. Go for the 58.
58. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Hey, you got me the nerd turd. I mean, what was the name of that?
The mug tug, not the nerd turd.
Oh, the mug tug. Yeah.
I'll send you a mug tug. You send me a 58-foot boat.
Okay, fine. Shipping optional.
Hey, thanks, Dick. No, okay. I'm envious. I really, you know, I still haven't lost that dream of someday living aboard a boat.
Oh, it certainly can happen.
My clothes
you're a young man
soggy.
And you live near the turning basin.
I do have a turning basin.
The only problem is with the 58 footer, it ain't going to turn. It'll stop all traffic in the turning basin.
You know, these big ones, though, they do have bow thrusters, so you could probably turn on a dime.
No, you can do. You can do. Yeah.
I'm jealous. One of these days, I want to go to the boat, go to Miami for the boat show. That would be fun. Yeah.
And, you know, you'll love. This new joystick steering is like just unbelievable.
I'm thinking, though, that maybe it'd be better for the same amount of money, just, you know, when I felt like going for a ride, rent a boat with a captain. And then you just ride around.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, the other thing is wait till you're like another 20 years older, sit in the chair and let them throw water on you.
Am I on a boat? You're on a boat, Leo. Yeah!
And someone throw a dead fish at you.
Yeah,
like
I have
that.
A fan blowing my hair. Whoa, yeah.
No, go next door. Green screen. Alex can fix you up.
I'm having fun now. My dreams come true. When do we get to Bratislava? All right.
In the next bit of B-roll, you'll be there.
I'll be there. Well, let's load the Bratislava tape. All right, Dickie.
And next week, Mama. I'll be here.
Oh, I forgot that part. We never did do that.
No, that's okay. You know, it's only 7 years. It takes time to get a flow.
Your outro. I never get that right.